This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. In Vermont today, 15% of children grow up in poverty. It's a staggering number given the small overall population of the state. And beyond those numbers are families on the edge of poverty, unable to afford the kind of support that allows for tutoring, after-school programs, or even the precious time to read to children. Robert Putnam is a Harvard professor of public policy and author of the book Bowling Alone, and his new book is called Our Kids, The American Dream in Crisis. Robert Putnam recently visited Vermont to speak at the annual meeting of the Vermont Community Foundation in Manchester, and today we're speaking with him to discuss not just the problems that come with children growing up poor, but potential solutions as well. Robert Putnam, thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's good to be with you, Mitch.
First, let's talk about your book, which has some dire messages about not just the increasing wage gap, but how much it's hurting low-income children and their chances at success. One of the things that perhaps could help with that huge gap you're talking about is childcare. Now, in Vermont, parents spend anywhere from 28 to 40% of their income on childcare. What role does quality child care play in the growing wealth gap?
Oh, it's in a very important part of the problem. When I say there's a growing opportunity gap between rich kids and poor kids, what I mean is, on a whole range of measures of the resources that are available to kids, it's not just that rich kids have more resources than poor kids, it's that that gap is growing rapidly. And an important part of that is the amount of time that parents can invest in their kids, and the amount of time that these kids, upper class or lower class kids, get with caring, stable adults. And at the upper part of the income hierarchy, there's more and more time, what we call, for example, goodnight moon time. That is the amount of time that parents spend reading to their kids. And so child care is an important, it's not the only difference between rich kids and poor kids, but it is an important part of the problem. And therefore, things like universal early childhood education and universal high-quality daycare are an important part of the problem.
Did your research get into how those trends could be reversed?
Yes. I think, for example, investing in early childhood development and investing more in schools where there are concentrations of low-income kids, ending the wage stagnation for the working class, making community college much more accessible. But then there are some smaller solutions that I think we also need to pay attention to. The most common feature of the life of poor kids in America today is that they are alone. They're disconnected from their families. They're disconnected from their communities. They are really alone. They lack adult support, including, for example, in extracurriculars. And that kind of gap we could address at the local level without waiting for some big national economic reform.
Well, that's interesting, Bob Putnam, because what I'm hearing you say and much of what I've heard you say about the possible solutions reflect a political argument that I think a lot of people could make that supports someone like Bernie Sanders. And I doubt that you wrote your book as a political tome, unless I'm wrong about that. But it does sound as though you're arguing for a lot of the kinds of things that Bernie Sanders has been campaigning for. How are you going to get past what many people who oppose that kind of thinking are going to say, this is a political argument, you're just trying to advocate for a liberal point of view?
Well, it's really funny you say that, because actually I always say and have said that this is a purple problem. There are parts of this problem that you can see most clearly through blue progressive lenses, like those that Senator Sanders had advocated. But there are parts of the problem that you can see more clearly through red conservative lenses, like, for example, the collapse of the working class family, so that now two-thirds of all kids who are growing up in what we used to call working class homes are growing up in single-parent homes. Part of the explanation for that is economic, but part of it is cultural. So when I speak to political audiences and to politicians around the country, I'm not just speaking to the left, I'm also speaking to the right. I mean, I have spoken personally with Jeb Bush and with Paul Ryan and with a number of other conservative leaders, as well, of course, as liberal leaders. This is not just somebody else's problem. I'm speaking right now from Jaffrey, New Hampshire. There are poor kids living not more than 3 miles from the quite comfortable neighborhood in Jaffrey that I currently live in. And there are poor kids all over New Hampshire. I know this not from personal experience, but from the data. So we shouldn't get in the position of thinking this is somebody else's problem. It's our problem, even right here in northern New England.
And it certainly is a community problem, as you're saying right now. And I wonder if anything during your research pointed you to some communities that have come up with, just on their own, as you said, not going through larger political channels, but communities that have been able to deal with some of these problems and avoid some of these disparities.
Well, you know, I will use the example actually right here from the Monadnock region of southwestern New Hampshire. Of course, there are big issues here, and so I'm not trying to say that you can solve this problem entirely working in Jaffrey, New Hampshire. But the local Rotary Club here, recognizing this problem right in our own hometown, began a program a couple of years ago called Quest, Q-E-S-T, which provides summer supplementary education for poor kids in our own community, but combines that with a kind of summer camp-like experience based on volunteering from local Rotary members. In effect, of course, it's not called this, but in effect, it's kind of summer camp for the have-not kids in town. And summer camp is another one of those areas where participation by affluent kids, even affluent kids here in Jaffrey, is rising, but summer camp is now no longer something that is typically available to poor kids. But so that's something that begins to close this connection gap, and that gives all the kids this sense that they're surrounded by a community of caring adults.
Robert Putnam is a Harvard professor of public policy and author of the book Our Kids, The American Dream in Crisis. I want to thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks very much. I enjoyed talking with you.